97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Producer Carl Middleman, come back in here, very well done. Because we are talking about Responder Rescue. They've been around for years now, helping our local first responders when it comes to everything from medical needs to paying electric bills if they've been injured in the line of duty, whatever it is. And I've committed personally to helping support that charity a couple of years ago on my show, and we're doing it again this month. And in fact, Bo, we've got Pat Byrne with us right now on the Missouri Brush Control guest line. He is the founder of Responder Rescue. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So the ATF raffle for Responder Rescue is now live. It's underway. We're raising money. We're selling tickets. We've got bourbon, alcohol. We've got tobacco from the Lit Cigar Lounge. We've got a rifle from the Range St. Louis West, our alcohol, tobacco, and firearms raffle. Bo, you like that?
Well, yeah, you need to get some, Tannerite down at Buckeye for the explosives part of it. They've got it.
This has been a great success the last 2 years. I'm hoping to make it a great success again this month. We'll tell people how they can buy tickets here in a minute. But first, I wanted to let Pat maybe just talk a little bit about Responder Rescue and remind people how you got started and what you're doing for folks these days.
All right. Well, we go back to around 2007 to 2009, to get it started and working through all the paperwork and the 501c3 stuff. And ever since then, we've been pretty much go, go, go. And every day, you're trying to raise money, you're talking to people, you're receiving phone calls from different situations. It was really surprising to us, the need that was there.
So you discovered that, if memory serves me correctly, after, I mean, you were suffered an injury, right, during your career?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of us that have been on the fire department for any kind of years, and I did 30, and, people get hurt. They get hurt all different degrees. There's people who can't go back to work, and there's some that are off for months, and usually getting hurt's almost worse than anything.
It is. And an organization like you guys have put together is such a blessing to so many, because, what's the first thing after somebody gets hurt? It's like, oh my gosh, how are we going to pay, the bills? How are we going to pay the house payment? How are we going to pay for the medical bills or the deductible or whatever? And that's what Responder Rescue really does. You set up a shield, if you will, to help protect these first responders and their families.
Right. And that's always the first thing somebody says. If something happens to somebody, let's have a fundraiser.
Right.
And we're trying to put that fundraiser before the need.
That's a good point. And I've talked to your great partner, your wife, Lisa, who does a lot of great hard work for Responder Rescue as well. Because she talked to me a little bit about the stack of letters she'll get sometimes as she starts going through them, or messages from people who are in need. Run down a few of those. Give me a few examples of the different things people find themselves in need of, Pat.
We find long-term injuries, illnesses. We've had family members that have been on the fire department, on the private ambulances, that, your back injuries, those nagging injuries that don't go away. And a lot of people lose their sick time and everything else. And we try to bridge that gap for a short period of time to get them back on their feet.
Yeah, it was not too long ago that you were at Trattoria Giuseppe, and that was a great Sunday of good food and all four responder rescue. Was it a turnout like you thought it was going to be? Was it better?
Yes, it was. It was another event that kind of out of the blue that came up last year, and then this year they did it again, and it was bigger than the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grace and Giuseppe are great people, man. They really are.
Great food, too.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Pat,
well, that's why I like them.
Pat, I wanted to ask you, going back maybe 2 years now, you guys were helping out a police officer. I know she ended up having to have, she had temporomandibular joint disorder and ended up getting arthritis in her jaw. It cost her career because she couldn't do her job. And it was such an expensive surgery. You guys stepped in to help. Do you have any kind of update on her, how she's doing these days?
Yes. I wish the public could see her from a year ago. Everything has turned out as a success. We were able to get the prosthetic or whatever you want to call it for the face all made, and she had her surgeries, and she's recovering every day and getting stronger and better every minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I hope it kind of drives home, but I don't know if people remember that story or not, but looking at the x-rays this young lady showed us with all the work they needed to do to basically reconstruct her jaw because her joints were just worn out from this arthritis and the other thing that had developed along with the joint disorder. They basically had to reconstruct her joints in her jaw. And she was in constant pain,
yeah,
and had horrible headaches and couldn't work, and then found out that there was an insurance problem and they weren't going to cover part of it. And that's when Responder Rescue stepped in. And I mean, I just you must walk away from work every day, Pat, at Responder Rescue with just a good feeling that you're able to do what you can for people like that.
Yeah, those are the good stories that, you know, we're so proud of it when things work out like that. And she was given less than 6 months to live, and we were able to help push it along, and now their lives are right on track.
Well, it's fantastic. How great is the need? I mean, I guess are people all within the sound of our voice as they listen to either 97.1 or KMOX when they listen to our program on the weekends? How wide an area do you guys cover in terms of people who are in need?
That's pretty good saying it that way. We get requests from all over. We mainly are in the Missouri, St. Louis region. We've been down to like Lake of the Ozarks, over in Illinois. Just kind of where the need and the demand is and what kind of resources we have available.
Well, and the need is there. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just as long as we have the resources available, we try to do whatever we can.
Yeah, and that was going to be my point, because, Mark, you guys have put together with the range, you guys have put together a really cool raffle that's going on. The drawing is going to be Wednesday, November 22nd at the range, St. Louis West, at 2:30. Tickets are available now. Let's talk about some of these auction items, because this is what's going to bring the money in.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited, Pat, because I'm a big bourbon guy. I love it. I've really gotten into it the last few years. I do a podcast on bourbon and all that stuff. So for people that know bourbon, I have assembled what I would imagine might be between $2,000 and $3,000 worth of bourbon will be in this bourbon basket. Honestly, somebody contributed some bourbon the other day that among the four bottles was probably over $1,000 if you had to go out and buy it.
Wow,
in those four bottles, I've got some Weller 12, which is hard to find on the shelf anywhere. E.H. Taylor, single barrel, small batch. I've got the Art of Spirits, some New Riffs, some Four Roses, Stolach Whiskey, Blanton's, Lucky 7. I mean, the list goes on. The Devil's River. My friends at Lore Wine and Spirits have been really generous with what they've donated that we can include in this basket as well. That's just one of the items. I mean, that's the alcohol, right? And there's my friends at Lit Cigar donating cigars, about $300 worth of nice box of cigars. They're donating time in their Dreamer VIP lounge for up to 10 people who all get a cigar and a bottle of a single barrel bourbon to go along with it, and they get the room for 3 hours. That's probably worth $900. And then there's the firearm. And my friends at the range, every year they've stepped up to the plate, and this year they've donated a CMMG Resolute 5.56 MK4 rifle. It's got a Holosun optic on it. They're even throwing in a complimentary training class. That's probably a $1,600 value. So we're going to have three winners. So your odds are much better than any lottery you've ever been in your life. And plus all of the money is going to go help Pat and the folks at Responder Rescue.
It's such a cool deal. It really is.
And the tickets are that you can get 10 tickets for $10. I've already had several people who've spent $1,000 on this raffle because they realize it's going to a great cause. Right?
Of course.
Whether they win or not, but obviously the more tickets you buy, the greater chance you have. On the 22nd of November, we'll go out live to the range at like 2:30 in the afternoon, and we will randomly draw three winners. We'll announce them live on Facebook. We'll call up the winners. First winner gets their choice of the three, and then it'll go down the line like that. So that'll be fantastic.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it. And the more you buy, the more tickets you get. If you know, you get 10 for 10 or 27 for 25 or 55 for 50. Yeah. So it goes up, and it's on the website, odyssey.com/971talk/events. It'll take you right to, I'm looking at it right now. It's really, and this could be a good Christmas gift as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I hope they can go to our website, 971talk.com/events. You'll see a link to click on. It's all online. Or if you happen to be at the Range St. Louis West over in Baldwin, 14803 Manchester Road, you can actually physically go in and buy tickets while you're there. So
he must be at the firehouse.
Yeah,
is
I don't know.
At the firehouse?
Yes.
Are you Pat? Are you at the firehouse now?
Yes, I'm at one right now.
I thought so. I thought we could hear some of those noises in the background. I was trying to figure out what that was.
Real quick, Pat, if people don't get the raffle tickets, how else can they help you? Can they just go straight to your website for a cash donation or a corporate donation?
Yes, just responderrescue.org.
And on that website, you can also find out more about the raffle on there as well.
Yes.
Listen, Pat, thank you for all you do. Hoping we can get you another big donation this year through the ATF raffle.
Oh, we look forward to it every year.
Well, my friend, I will see you on the 22nd of November when we pick the winner. How about that?
I can't wait.
All right. Give Lisa our best, please.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Pat Byrne there from Responder Rescue. So buy your tickets. Act like a voter in Chicago. Buy early and often. You know what I'm saying?
They're a dollar a piece. Come on, people.
I know. Yeah. So we're doing it a little different this year because we found a charity raffle website that's handling all of, so everything's online. So people can go there and you can get 10 tickets for $10, and then it goes up from there. If you want to spend $50, if you want to spend $100, if you want to spend $1,000, one of our first donations was $1,000. So please just know that everything that I've been talking about has been donated. There's no expense connected to this at all. All of the money is going to be transferred into the bank account over at the charity, which is Responder Rescue.
And every time you hear a siren go by you, headed to a fire or a traffic accident or something like that, just know that Responder Rescue is there for them when in need. So dig deep and spend a lot of money and buy those tickets up.
Yep, hope they do both.
Hey, here's the information on the website.
Responder Rescue serves area first responders, and all this month, they're hosting our ATF raffle. Join us in supporting Responder Rescue as part of our First Responder Spotlight and Conservatives Care. Learn more at 971talk.com/care. thank you. I appreciate that. That is going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Have a great weekend. I will regale you next time around with all of my bird hunting, either hits or misses. How about that?
If it goes that good, guess what? We're going to call you Big Bird.
The Big Bird. Thank you. I don't know if I like that or not. A Sesame Street character. Nice.
Yeah, right.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Rescue See you, boys.
Me. Rescue me.
Get more at 971talk.com.